Welcome to this time slot.
Thank you for allowing me to grace you with my presence tonight.
Hey. How do we prove to future listeners on digital media that this is 2007?
I don't know. They're just going to have to trust us.
It's July 20th, 2007. I swear to God it is. I'll kill myself if it's not this date and such. How about that?
But there is no God.
No, but I'm not going to kill myself because it is indeed July 20th, 2007.
But you can't swear to God if there is no God.
No, I can't swear to God and have God accept that. No. I can swear to God.
What would I do if I was ever summoned to court and take the oath and put my hand on the Bible and say, so help me God? I couldn't do that. So what would happen? Would I be under oath or wouldn't I? I would have to say, but there is no God.
They'll put you in a booby hatch.
What would they do, actually, in court? Has anyone ever done that? Said, I can't swear to God because there is no God.
In government documents, they ask you to swear, and then in parentheses, or affirm, in parentheses. So I guess you could just say, I affirm.
Well, I wish to hell someone would sue me so I could try this out. I want to see what the court does.
It might get a contempt of court.
Would I just have to say, but I'll tell the truth anyway? I mean, what do you say? How do you swear? How do you get sworn in?
They might not say, so help me God, anymore.
I think they do, and I think they use the Bible, and they do that.
I wonder if Phil Spector's going to have to swear in a Bible.
Would some lawyer call in and tell me what happens when the person being sworn in cannot say, so help me God? What do they say? So help me what?
They'll think you're making trouble and put a contempt of court citation on your behind.
They can't do that. That would be anti-religious persecution.
Judge can do anything. He can throw your behind into a cage.
Okay, we have some lawyers on the line.
Come on, lawyer.
So help me, dog. I'm more than a blip on your screen.
You don't sound like a lawyer.
Here's another one.
Person cannot swear under God. They are
under penalty of perjury.
Swear under the president.
You shall be held accountable for your own soul for the rest of your own life.
The president is God.
Damn it.
Well, no help there. Obviously, there's no lawyers listening at this time of night. They have to be in court tomorrow. Or they're on vacation in Tahiti. Still no puzzling evidence. This is very strange. Very, very strange. Puzzling Evidence Show should be on at 3 a.m. here at KPFA. And he's nowhere to be found. This has almost never happened before.
If you believe in a God, or if you are atheistic and you are made to swear an oath, they basically threaten you with pain.
What?
They threaten you with pain.
Hey, this is Puzzling Evidence. This is Puzzling Evidence, and I'm locked out of my car at home. Is there anybody there that can come get me?
You're locked out of your car at home?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you break in?
Well, it's a rental car, and they'd be very mad at me.
Swear to God?
Yeah. So, is there nobody there? No Philo? No Jeff?
No, I haven't seen anyone else yet.
Oh, okay. Well.
So you want somebody to come to your house and what? Take you here?
Yeah, you betcha. And do show like this.
You want to do it on the phone until they come?
I guess I have to.
All right, I'll leave you on.
All right, well, that makes a lot of sense.
It is your show.
And a lot of delay on KPFA. This is the frustrating new world where you need a little key just to open up your own future.
All right. I got a song, 1972.
Oh, there's the other caller.
Yeah.
I get to be a caller, too.
It's so it's a great song.
I'm surprised that nobody showed up. Nobody at all.
Here comes a song for your show, Puzzling.
I'm sorry, what?
I was just.
Play it for you.
I know. I was just telling Puzzling Evidence. Here's a song for his show.
But I'm not a lawyer, dude. I'm not a lawyer. No lawyer. I'm not a lawyer.
I only want your song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna put the phone in front of the speaker.
All right. Try that.
All right. Oh, except there's a delay. There we go.
Jeez, I don't know what that is. I never heard that song.
Ow. It's one heck of a song you got going on right there.
Hello? Don't say that. I guess you can say that. It's not my show anymore.
I forgot. I'm not supposed to say that word. Swear and affirm are the same thing. In a court of law, they will ask you, do you swear or affirm?
I cut him off accidentally. Oh, here are some Puzzling Evidence people. Puzzling, I hung up on you too. I have my lines reversed here, left and right, and I never changed it, and I'm cutting people off by accident. But Philo,
yeah.
Puzzling Evidence is locked out of his car at home, and he would like someone to go get him. So could you do that?
Yeah, can you hold the show?
Yes, I could hold the show. I'm holding it very tightly right now. I'm getting callers to play songs. Here's another one.
I wish I could get him, but I'm on this side of the bay, and as you say, the Puzzling Evidence people are coming in.
Yes.
Apparently, Doug, he's locked himself in his car, and he needs you to bring a coat hanger and
No, he just wants a ride.
Oh, and...
Puzzling, if you're listening, somebody's coming.
Well... It's really a very dramatic operation. I mean, the whole thing fills me with a thrill. It thrills me. It's like a Sir Walter Scott novel. It really will Roman get out of the trap? Will Peter Parker go with Gwen Stacy or with Mary Jane? And I hate to see a show in distress. And people not asking about, how about I swear by all that I hold dear?
Well, what would that be?
Well, I mean, you could ask that of any witness, and I guess, you know, that would have to cover your age.
No, that's true.
I would have to think so long about what I actually hold dear that it would delay the trial.
Right.
Pardon me. This has happened to me.
That's perfect. That's presumably how you get out of jury duty, which I maybe will do that something.
Hold everything. Hold everything.
You can't say, well, yes. You know, who is your God and swear by, you know,
swear their God.
Is there something?
Ray, you know, Amon Ray.
Is there something of him? Is he trying to make something relevant out of that statement?
Suppose you could ask the people, you know, do you hold Peter, Paul, and Mary God? Would you be willing to swear by...
Well, maybe Peter, but not Paul and Mary.
Yeah.
Or Peter Potamus.
Yes. Oh, we're now...
I shouldn't be using...
The Peter, Paul, and Mary of...
Those are
you
delicious candy bars.
They were a manufactured band, right? We covered all that last week.
And, of course, there were the two mounds.
I know.
Peter,
there was
Paul,
Peter,
and...
Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
And then there was...
A mounds bar, a payday, and, of course, you would have to rob Peter to pay Paul for this delicious chocolate.
Mary charges a lot.
Surrounded
Mary charges so much that...
Wait a minute. Hold it, everybody. Hold it. Hold it. Don't talk. Just a minute. I forgot to finish my show.
To create is divine. To reproduce is human. Man Ray.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're back. And it's the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Puzzling evidence.
And with Dr. Howell and Philo and another guy is gone to get you, Puzzling, if you're still listening.
Jeff, he did?
Your buddy? Our buddy?
Somebody went to get Puzzling?
Yes, Jeff did. Jeff. You know Jeff. You know him. You just don't know you know him.
Okay. You used to know you knew him.
All right, gentlemen. Whole new show.
Just a moment.
Whole new topic.
His face I see.
So where's the throbbing sound of the show as it lifts off and flies over?
101 clattering steel drums of Trinity.
We have no outer space music to begin with.
Oh, no.
Space.
So do you have some long, like 30-minute intro
millions
that we play while the rest of us just go?
I'm playing it now.
Deep. Oh, okay.
This show occurred in 1972.
Gotcha.
The year which George Lincoln Rockwell, head of the American Nazi Party, prophesied that the Jews would be wiped out.
Well, there was something about when they came back to Israel, so that fulfilled prophecy.
They had a song, "The Jews Are Through" in 72. But George Lincoln Rockwell never did see the realization of his dream, as he expounded in that interview in Playboy by Alex Haley, the future author of Roots.
At that time, though, he hadn't even thought about Roots yet, right?
Well, but maybe root canals, because of all the sweets and sugar that caused a massive tsunami of dental caries in those days.
So are you saying that Alex Haley had a big dental bill?
Well, he might like to suck on a lollipop now and then, but he wasn't the only American who did, because the candy industry at that time had many wonderful products out on the store
shelves. They just have one product, one giant candy bar that's called I Can't Believe It's So Big.
Yes, that atomic submarine-sized candy bar that can be the equivalent of a college education for many people.
That they didn't like it. They thought it was too much like I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. So yes, they changed it to
I Can't Believe It's Not Rubber.
They changed it to It's Too Big. So now you can go get an It's Too Big candy bar, and it'll take you like 6 or 8 years to finish it.
You see, the whole thing began back in the 50s when the Welch's Candy Company created, in addition to sugar babies and sugar daddies, the Slowpoke, or all-day sucker, which was a chunk of caramel which would resist your attempt to gnaw on it with your little teeth. It would last, if not all day, many hours while you chewed and slobbered on this chunk of caramel. Now, it so happens that this was a production of the Welch's Candy Company, and it was Robert Welch, head of the John Birch Society, who was supported by the monies from the many delicious sweet treats.
They didn't have anything to do with Welch's grape juice, though, right?
No, that's a different company.
A different...
But Robert Welch, was very dedicated to changing the dominant paradigm.
Oh, God, I'm not
on this side?
When was X Day?
Yes, X Day has happened already. Get a grip on yourself. It's come and gone.
For X Day.
But the sausage did not arrive, is that true?
No, and the whole thing was hinky, because we had to rush out there and have the saucer arrival first, and then, after, as we know, that didn't happen, the remainder of X Day came trailing afterwards.
It was like languishing in the afterglow of a far too rapid excretion.
Well, another thing about having everything distorted and put off a week is that now X Day overlapped with the time when a group of rowdy hooligans called the Hash House Harriers came and...
A song from 1972.
Well, they were not in the subgenius spirit, but they were sharing the campground with us.
Why couldn't they be in the subgenius spirit?
Oh, they preferred to be drunk and rowdy instead of weird drunk and rowdy.
Doc Fropp swore that he
would go and disconnect their music, which was playing horrible,
way too loud
music in the middle of the night. But, you know, to me it all sounds the same.
We should have turned up our ugly music much louder than theirs.
Yes, well, they did turn up their ugly music, but...
The way you do it is you just play the sound of, you know, like, you get some survival research lab show recordings and you play them at super, super loud.
Right, the best of the residents, and that'll make the jocks sit up and take notice. That'll
teach them. You talk about weird when you need to inject a little weirdness into rude, rowdy, and drunk.
Right.
That'll cause a modifying effect to occur.
Well, they themselves probably thought that they were pushing the envelope.
They pushed
it into a different pigeonhole. Anyway, while we were gone, of course, you had the Subgenius Film Festival back here. And how did that work out?
It was a rip-roaring success that was well attended by many, many crazy, weird, wacky subgeniuses, local subgeniuses.
What were some of the things on the bill?
On the bill? We started off with a few little short clips, garnished from the internet, just oddball things of interest.
I love stuff on the
We had a short, one of the old favorites, Dancing Outlaw, with our friend Jessica White.
Yes. Dancing Outlaw.
We showed Dancing Outlaw, and then we also had...
Did you know there's another one called The Return of the Dancing Outlaw, where he goes to Hollywood?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'd like to look for that.
He goes to Hollywood.
Ten times Hobo Salvia's Black Sack.
You know, look it up. It does exist.
He went to Hollywood, or he goes to Hollywood. He hasn't gone yet.
He goes to Hollywood and he does his little shuffling dance, you know, but somehow fame and fortune elude him. But he keeps in a good humor about it all.
Now, I don't want to deviate from the subject because it is so interesting. But I would like to mention that Puzzling Evidence...
Baby Ramius
was locked out of his car tonight by aliens.
I know.
He didn't do it.
Now, how is that rescue mission going?
The rescue mission is proceeding, and it should actually reach a climax point shortly. And after that, he'll be returning, I'm assuming, to put on the low frequency music of the show.
All right, well, that's a wonderful development.
Excellent job.
We would have gone to get him, but
I'm not exactly certain
of the logistics.
Is he isn't, or is he not?
I know he's off by Lake Merritt there, but the exact street address didn't come to
mind. Are you talking about Puzzling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, he's not at his house?
He's not?
Were you saying he's at Lake Merritt?
His house is over by Lake
Merritt. Right. It's not his house.
I was saying, intimating that I knew generally, vaguely where he was, what portion
well
of the quadrant he was
disguised.
In.
It's disguised. He has that shape-shifting mirror technology that keeps it completely camouflaged.
Yeah, that entire crypto thing makes it difficult for one to approach the house.
Just see through his house and see the houses behind it.
Yes, put on the purple pantyhose first, and then Napoleon must...
Got his purple pantyhose on. I'm
over
sure.
His head.
Generally doesn't take his purple pantyhose off of his head.
Generally,
keeps his hair down.
Until he
He's
makes
got that unruly massive...
Pleats the bank
stark,
job.
Stop, shank of...
You know, Demon's Den,
Oh, more start, stop,
you
shank
know, weird
jokes.
Weird thing about his stark, staunch
The stark shank,
shank
of removal?
His hair. He doesn't have, like, a lot of hair, but he has, like, one... giant hair follicle with one hair that's about 6 inches in diameter.
Well, it certainly serves.
Sticking out like a horn.
Some of us just don't have that much. Although, you know, people have grown horns in the past.
Those masses of keratin.
Yes, you've seen the thing about the Museum of Jurassic Technology where they exhibit the horns grown by unfortunate subnormal individual.
I'm not going to show you my appendage I recently discovered. It's a primordial congenital appendage.
I can find pictures of it on the internet.
But I hadn't discovered it as yet. One day when I came across this new appendage,
It was the cause for some alarm.
Wow, was I surprised.
No.
You know, you just learn to live with them, or you have a doctor hack it off.
Or you learn to use it. Some appendages, undiscovered appendages, can actually be useful.
Such as the so-called human soul.
You can
rare
become,
cases where it appears.
Right, if your soul is actually protruding from your physical self,
it's found
which it
in
does,
the perineal area.
Sometimes it can protrude out several inches, and some even have flagella attached to the end of them. So it gives you some
certain,
crude
self-criticizing
motor locomotion.
Souls flagellate themselves incessantly.
Right, right. And then in that case, you've got your hands free to do your regular mundane daily activities while your undiscovered appendage just flagellates away.
But Satan finds work for idle hands.
That's right.
That undiscovered appendage, from whose bourne no traveler ever returns.
Pardon me.
Cue dramatic music. As appendage circles back in an eternally subfluxing feedback loop of its own design.
Just like the old giant cyclops toddling around the island of Colossa, that appendage often seems to have a mind of its own.
Now, did you ever think about a cyclops's quality, the introspection that a cyclops would... When he looks into himself, he only has one eye. So does that make his introspection more concentrated?
Well, his eye is large and has a good focal length. Of course, he doesn't have a spare like humanoids do. Still, these cyclopes on the island of Colossa, according to the magician Sykora, had no speech and thus couldn't articulate the words to activate the magic lamp. But they did. They didn't wear clothing either, but they did have tools and furniture and knew the use of fire and could construct a human traps.
So if they had taken their technology just a little farther, they could have applied their logic to their tool-building skills.
It was as far as it was needed.
To replicate speech objects, which could then actually say the words that they so desired to say.
But maybe they didn't desire to say it. Maybe they communicated in a way without speech. They're very unearthly creatures.
Yes, I see your point.
Unlike the more humanoid cyclopes that met Ulysses and his men.
I see the words that are coming out of your mouth. There they are, falling onto the floor.
Worst case of synesthesia I ever saw, officer.
If only the Cyclops had word skills such as you.
The Cyclops had a big club with spikes sticking out of it, which is a fairly well-made object.
And that would definitely make up for lack of word skills.
He had a stool to sit on in front of his barbecue pit, which was also well-constructed.
He sat on his stools.
And he seemed to collect treasure, like the griffin or the dragon. He wanted to heap up all the stuff that washed ashore from ships that were sunk in the narrow channel through the rocks where the wailing demons drew mariners to their death. So it all worked out.
Hey,
strange ecology of its own. So I saw Ivan Stang, and he discussed this and many other subjects, but the X-Day was... It was interesting,
so,
but...
tell me about... were you able to garner that excellent sleeping location? I understand you had the hierarchy trailer to yourself,
well,
basically.
Well, Magdalene was in there with me, but nobody else. Nobody else. It was not full of merry, roistering
voices. So
it was
you and the beautiful Magdalene.
Yes.
And I'm sure you were able to procure special hierarchy... hot tub.
No, it was not working for a couple of days. Actually, I never was in it once the way it worked out this year.
Oh,
it was a strange year.
That's sad.
Yeah, well.
Because I know how much that hot tub meant to you, particularly when you had the young nubile nymphettes in there servicing your important needs.
Well, that also was not this year as it was last year. Each year is a different thing, and one must accept that, but...
Now, they were in there by their own choice, too, I might add.
Last year, yes.
Right, right. But those memories can last forever.
They can, and believe me, they will. On the other hand, We also had fun of a different kind. And we did much broadcasting from the stage with Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Stang. We had the Amino Acids, though not the Billy Nayer show this year. Stang showed his authentic photo of the UFO, which he shot last year.
And what about this other band, I understand, that had the long, long, long wait before they could come on, that frustrated thousands
and thousands
of the concert goers?
Well, they were the Bonobo Convergence, and they were actually quite a good band compared
obviously,
to...
Obviously, your hot tub is not my hot tub.
That's true.
Mi casa e su casa.
Your hot tub could be anywhere.
What's your
Mary
name?
Berg is,
this bubbling tub of sulfurous water.
Well, that's true. Any place that...
At the expense of my access...
What's your
to
name?
My hot tub any time before...
My name is...
What is your
Jessica
name?
Not host, you, her.
Access denied.
What's her name?
Puddin' Cane.
If she's going to be here that much, she needs a name.
Well, what's the hostility
what
to someone
she,
who...
My name is Esmeralda.
Well, I can't
she's
vouch
Esmeralda.
For her. I can't swear to God, but I swear to God she's drunk every single show, and she keeps calling through the whole show.
Maybe she's just comfortable.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
I can't swear to God on that, but she
can
sure
you
sounds
swear to
like
some
it.
Kind of deity?
She sounds
don't
a little...
Don't you have faith in anything?
She
isn't
sounds
there
a,
anything?
She sounds a little less drunk tonight than usual, but honest to God, if there was one... She
or
just
if there
keeps
could be
calling,
one.
And calling and calling.
Can you just pray to
look,
the Hindu
I bet this
gods
is her right
for
now.
Tonight? Would you
my
just
religion.
Pray to the Hindu gods?
See, here she
what's
is.
Your name?
See? See, there she
what's
is.
Your name? She wants to know what
it's
your
predictable.
Name is.
It's predictable. I'm gods. Isidore isn't.
Isidore
what are you
Duncan?
Doing? You must be out on the Kitley balcony.
No, we're not doing that.
We're
not
going
to
about
balcony.
What's your
no
name?
No more Hitler skits.
Hey, wait. She knows about the balcony.
Of course it was Hitler skits.
Are you talking about the Mussolini balcony?
Well, there's a miracle.
What's your name?
The balcony.
She's not going to get
well,
gonna,
why demand somebody's name when we have the privacy and anonymity of radio?
I don't expect
but you
it
want
to
us
be
to
her,
give her, a
her
name.
Real name.
I say her name
I,
was
name.
Esmeralda Chowderhead.
I
want to
handle.
What's your show name is what he meant to
I want
to
handle so I can complain about her.
You want to complain about her name?
Hi.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Well, we're doing fine, and oh, we're so getting ready to drive down the highway at a high rate of speed.
You guys were talking about Billy Nair. I love Billy Nair. They're awesome.
They are great, aren't they?
Yeah. I haven't seen them in like 6 or 7 years.
We weren't
years.
Actually talking about them. We were talking. We were just. Dr.
Well, I
Howell
mentioned him in the context
to
of
X Day
last
this
year. Magdalene actually booked them at Brushwood.
I think next
before.
Year they'll be coming back.
No, I don't think they
and
will.
They'll be
because
paying on their own dime next year
right
because
now.
They couldn't stand
and
not
I
being there this year.
And homeless. Oh, homeless is where the heart is.
Well, you should come to the...
Hummus is where the heart is? Doesn't that
pardon
mean
me.
Dirt?
You should come to the Billy Nayer show
Jake
next year
Jacob.
At X Day.
I might you know, say something. I will. Maybe I will. I just have an awesome job, and they have, like, an office in the U.S., so
Jake wants to speak.
Maybe
Jake,
I'll be there
go ahead, Jake.
I don't know. I hate it. I hate it there. But you know what?
Let me tell you about a dream I had the other day.
It's little caller.
I won. I was like, you're wrong. I'm right. And you know what? I argued with the police, and I won.
You did? Awesome. You won?
I won the argument.
Excellent.
I gotta go. I'm gonna
how unusual it is to win an
I'll
argument.
I'll talk to you when I get home, maybe.
Okay.
Y'all look. Y'all look. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, call back.
Okay,
so
Jake,
we
your turn.
Talking
if you call
about
this
the X-Day
turn.
So that was our friend Little Caller from Israel.
Little tiny teensy weensy.
One used to call a lot.
But now no more calls a lot?
Jake is here. He'd like to speak, but he can't get a word in edgewise.
I'll believe it when I hear it. Come on, let's hear something from the mysterious Jake.
Okay. I had a dream the other day. It was very interesting. I'd like to get your opinion on it.
Okay, now, let's go ahead and hear this dream.
I had one, too.
I turned into an enormous fish man monster, and I started wandering the street.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes, very similar. And my
they called
brother
him the Gill
chasing
Man.
Me in a white truck filled with various rakes. And all the rakes
filled with what now?
Mystical gems.
Wow.
Which I couldn't quite identify.
You already have had a more elaborate dream than I've ever had in my entire life.
I had a friend who used to have dreams like the kind you're relating, and at the end of every one, he'd turn into a white tornado and beat everybody up.
Hmm.
Oh, my ending was very different. It was very strange.
When I can even remember my dreams, all I can see is blood. So...
I'm not complaining about my name.
What's your handle? What's your handle? Come on, don't
he's
just...
My handle, Emmy Shakovsky Klein. Who needs more handle than that?
Unhand that love.
Tell them your name.
I can't pronounce that. Ah, she hung up.
She said...
I'm getting sick of
it. If you don't give us your correct handle, then we're going to make one up for you, and it won't be pleasant.
Handle, Bach, Vivaldi, Mozart, Purcell...
Yeah, my name is Dearest Chowder.
I don't want to know.
I carry mountains with my...
That's Chowder. Chowder.
Okay, so next year, are you coming to X-Day?
I believe I will come to X-Day. You never know what is actually going to happen there. There were some pleasant moments.
By the way, when is Y-Day?
Next year?
I'm sure he would enjoy
being
there.
When is Y-Day? I've heard about X-Day for years. You never get to Y-Day.
No, we never have a Y-Day.
Why?
That would be counterproductive.
Why not?
Why so much focus on the letter X?
Yeah.
Well,
why not move on? Move on. Come on. It's 2007. Honest, I swear to God.
There's really not any focus on the letter X.
Why so much focus on the letter associated with pornographic?
You keep using the same letter every
year.
Well,
you associate it with... We actually associate three.
There was a triple X day many years ago, but this was 10 X day, and of course the Roman numeral 10 is an X, so the X was doubly squared.
You would have to know, you'd have to be familiar with your subgenius dogma to understand the significance of the X day.
I think Y day would attract more people at this point.
You have not
read up. We can't do that. There are no Yists.
Dogma.
How do you know? Saucers from the Y's.
How do you know?
Because that is exterior to our revelation and our study.
And you need to read up about when the Xists, we refer to them as the Xists. There could some have referred to them as one type of Yakutizma.
They are from the planet known as Planet X.
And in some, people may have even referred to Yakutizma with a Y. I guess that's possible.
Sure they do.
But in this case,
we actually had a Yakutizma attack at X Day during the last 2 days.
So I would suggest to you, caller, that you get your book out and read up on it. And you can swear to yourself because you may be the greatest god that you know.
It's true. No,
if I already am.
But that's because you haven't met our show host yet.
Who is hurrying to this spot, even as we
speak. But I was speaking of our substitute show host in this case. Izzy isn't.
You mean like Eddie Izzard?
Is Eddie Izzard a man or a woman? I'm not sure.
Or hot potato, Ish Kabibble. Half past
Eddie. For a long time, I thought Eddie Izzard was Genesis P. Orridge. They look a lot alike. Have you ever noticed that? How much... Genesis P. Orridge looks like Eddie Izzard?
You mean from the Temple of Psychic Youth?
Yeah, with all your extra E's and V's and stuff.
Too many vowels.
The affectation is too strict. I can't adhere to it.
Yeah, I can't breathe. Somebody open a window.
Is Y a vowel or isn't it?
Y is, let's just call it a borderline case. As they say... A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y.
Speaking of X and Y days...
Why is your hand like a hardware store? Because it carries nails.
It's basically an X with a broken leg.
Not exactly. You see, the stem of the Y is not always straight up and down like a Doric column.
I thought it was a broken T with two broken arms.
Or a rotten dead mouth of carious teeth. Rotting and dragging in all the
way. It's an upside down, it's a broken T whose arms are broken up.
And it is found
in
all planets.
It's a T that's really cheerful going,
all
come
cultures.
On everybody, say yay! Take a whip, take a whip, take a whip on me.
I guess you know that Barney was fired, and now they have a horrible dog or something that's replaced
him. They've had so many countdowns. Are the Soviets attacking or something?
They did. They fired Barney.
Yes, and they replaced him with something called Hip Hop Harry.
Now, is it the same people? I mean, is it all the people?
Yes, the same bunch of...
What kind of excuse did they give for Barney's disappearance? What did they tell the children? They told Barney that they tell the children that Barney had been, like, shoplifting and pilfering office supplies from the back room?
Doubtless they told the children that Barney had gone to be with his ancestors and now slept with his fathers, the great Estemnosuchians.
I heard that Barney moved to Japan and he was trying to change his image and he was getting close to Godzilla so that they could buddy up with each other. The next time Godzilla went on a rampage, Barney was going to go with him trying to change his image.
No, I think Barney's...
Yeah, Godzilla and Tinky Winky got together instead.
They got rid of They replaced them with more dinosaurs.
That's so sad. That is so sad.
Yes, and it shall be.
I always cross my T's. I never dot my I's. I don't want to put...
Just keep an aspirin between your knees.
Yeah, I've been waiting for 2 minutes.
I don't really understand the utility of this approach,
but I'm still ready.
As long as you can pay your utility bills, there should be no futility in maintaining the high temperature of the hot tub.
And you'll be able to you'll be able to derive many utils of satisfaction from that hot tub.
How many utils per square inch?
Many, many, many utils. As many utils as you need.
A certain utilitarian, philosophy.
I always loved the old util measurement economists used.
And then there was that Dr. Seuss book, Util the Fool, that we all had as a youth.
I like the other measurement, quanta.
Well, that's quanta. For little tiny teensy
weensy. I love the concept of quanta and utils.
Well, at night, after a long day
of large quanta
microcosmic
of
movement,
like
the
breakfast.
Utils it retire does. To their quanta hut.
Utils, noodles?
Oodles of noodles in the cosmic string section, otherwise known as string theory.
About me, you guys, and
there he is.
At last, puzzling evidence,
arrived.
Am here.
Well, finally.
He has arrived.
Mr. Puzzling Evidence has arrived. I shall now turn over this program, this board, this whole radio station.
Okay, Mr. Just got in from Hawaii.
Puzzling Evidence.
He didn't really
owner,
have
he is
operator.
Here, and he was actually locked out of his pod.
Puzzling Evidence
owner
show.
And operator of the Puzzling Evidence show, which you are listening to.
Guys, ever seen a live on...
You still got a lot of lock. You got to lock your car, your keys in your car, a lot more times before you're going to catch up with me. You got to do it a lot more times.
But what happened to your old rusty coat hanger?
Your eyeballs are
speeding. Oh, yeah. You don't have your own slip.
Yeah.
I broke in. I had
a little
my
while
keys
ago.
In the car
I
so many times I had to get my own slip.
Michael Pepe on the. Draw me a picture.
Yeah, you have to go to a place where you buy locksmith tools and you get a Slim Jim and you just carry that thing in your back pocket anytime you drive because you know you're going to lock your keys in the car.
You know you're allowed to
Captain,
pee on the car.
Captain, stop the rocket. I
you're
left
allowed
my
to pee
wallet
in your
and
car
my other suit.
In the
it isn't in my
if
pocket.
If you need to, but only into a jar or a bucket.
You won't need your wallet and your keys out here 10,000 miles from the atmosphere.
Yeah, what do you need your keys out here for?
Well, you want to come in from Los Angeles and
I
bring in
did.
A couple
I
of keys.
I think he did. I can tell by the shirt he's wearing. He must have come in from the West Coast.
I can tell by the shirt he wore. He came from the place.
Yeah, you were at the film festival.
Ever.
That's the whole evening has been weird so far. This
That's
right
the
after
only thing.
The
huh?
last moment, I tore everything up and...
Found it.
You found it. Great.
You found
so,
your
so
key.
So then it was all just no. It's all just a fake thing. It's an,
so
it's
by
a,
then
it's
Jeff
a
was chasing
thing.
You down the street trying to catch you so that you could ride back with him. But you'd already found your key, so you were driving away furiously.
And we're just
right?
in front of the cop shop here, shooting at each other. You know,
really?
Cause he got really mad at me.
I know Jeff is.
He just flips
he gets
out.
Real angry.
Yeah, he's just an angry guy.
He carries a lot of anger around.
Well, maybe we could calm him down.
He's
you know how to calm him down. we could just
noodles
perform our noodle ritual on the ceiling
habitual
that we often do. You know, like in that movie with the fat people
there
in the cave. And
I think we should go upstairs
to
our regular prop spot.
We should go up and
do the
commune with our ancestors. And so we're going to
it's always so confusing.
Show what some of these colorful native dances on our video portion while we're gone. And then we'll interpret them when we come back down, talking about the inexhaustible appetite of the primitive mind for corn, wine, and other forms of gasohol. Then we will achieve a perfect understanding of the human dilemma, the foul predicament that, like a chicken, scuttles about the barnyard of our dreams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shake down. This is the soundtrack to The Descent, which is girls. Did you see it? You didn't see it. It came and went real fast. Spooky movie about girls meeting dirt monsters.
Like dust bunnies? Girls meeting what kind of dust? I'm dirt monsters.
Descent.
No, I did not see it, but I would very much like
hall?
To know, like, what the monster looks like.
Oh, well, I can show you. They came to the film festival.
It looks like a dust bunny with legs. That is what the monster looks like in this case. I know, because I have made this study of this kind of monster. Below our feet, there is another world, a system of hollow tunnels. It's easy to get down there, but just try to climb out. Many have taken ship at the pale beaches, but few return to the sunlit land. A Crosley William Bendix radio. And then there was the Bingle, a Derbingle, Bing Crosley.
Oh, look, there's Indians all around us.
How easy to descend to the return to the sunlit lands. That is one of the job.
Spinning around the room. But hello, Gordo. Yes, this is beginning to even you, your Navajo land.
General welfare of the United States.
This is the kind of thing that happens on the show.
Them Hopis
and Navajo any sound
for
our welfare.
Throughout the United States.
And to borrow running money all up and down the coast of California.
Use the swings by yourself?
Yeah. Is this show. There she goes again, sneezing all over the
floor. Full sense of achievement.
Rule of naturalization. Oh, wow. True sense of uniform laws on this radio show, which is just about to end.
Your radio will return control of you.
Well, 10 minutes until the news, and on the bridge, don't be scared by what you hear. This is not the city. You don't have any old deal out.
Life form. You crawl back into that plasmoid human body of yours and return to the human race. 10 more minutes, you can be you again.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah, let's not go back to the human race.
No,
they don't really know what to do with it. Farmer's donkey?
As far as donkey.
Oh.
We'll farmer's Farsi donkey.
We'll work ourselves
Farsi
up from subgenius through turtle, through donkey, up through the great apes, and
like
back
Balaam's
home great
ass.
Apes.
Nothing.
Possessed
just
of the divine power of speech.
Forget it.
Poor little big man's horse.
Roll the gurney down the hallway here.
Conversation
out of the ambulance.
There was a
and told him that Hester's men were about to attack.
Everybody down here.
In all cases, at a time of heightened sensitivity and
greater
understanding
the securities and current coin of the United States
of nature
to establish post office and post roads
with ease,
promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited time to
and
authors
yet,
and inventors.
Old
and
yeah,
Grimm's
that's right. Well, go to work.
The
if they're stuck in the traffic
Ned
on the vapors,
boy, we're staying best here on the bridge.
Yeah.
I had my first martini of the day just before.
To alter
yep, my
self-esteem.
First three cigarettes in the ashtray.
self-respect.
First, the cigarettes in the ashtray,
and the driver in the fast lane,
leading to
which is why I shared this message with you. That's not as far out as it sounds. Listen to this real interview.
Agree to subscribe to the extraordinary and extortionate expense of these comestibles.
Shellac in the inside of the glove compartment.
My dustbuster.
Cigars, that cigarettes.
I'll repair the ding on the circle in the back through the window. Yes, you can get a lot
well,
more
to go to work. Going to take it from there, folks. But we are going to have a little bit of a frap break, and then after that, well, we'll give some of our impressions of barnyard animals and do other things to advance the cause of freedom in the world today. And so, Dr. File Drummond, Puzzling Evidence, I, myself, Dr. Howling Owl, and our good friend, Dr. Yagrumdus Thursby, will all ascend to the rooftop cupola to observe the ancient Frappmeister's ceremony, as originally performed every St. Swithin's Day. Ah, the world is such a beautiful place when you're flying high above the city of Berkeley, looking down on those streets and roads. It's wonderful up here, effortless, weightless. Nothing's gonna bring me down, but on the other hand, somebody's losing gas at a great rate. Time to heave the ballast overboard. One tends to drown in paper, and so I unload this nation or any other nation on KPFA 94.1 FM. But you'll notice I obscure the address so chainsaw-wielding maniacs can't trace me for doing it.
What happened when the management of KPFA walks into this radio station all blurry-eyed from a weekend
a vacation.
Of exuberating protest and watching the Nicaraguan baseball team clean out the Cal Bears and all that kind of stuff? What are they going to do when they walk in and find out what we've done to their
station? Oh, yeesh.
Oh.
It's about, what they're going to say to us.
Yeesh.
Yeah, like, oosh.
Or ack, maybe.
Are any of those comic book sounds? And they go, what? And they say,
hey, are you guys going to do something about that before we... No, no, we're off at 7.
Steve, I know you're listening to the show right now, and I know you know what they'd say. They'd say, he's right there. He's right there. A little mic there.
Hi, Steve. I still got everything, and I'll be coming to visit you guys real soon. So you make a 50-gallon barrel of brown rice yuck food and a little yam beer or something.
Say, but I'm not coming out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, no, but we're not coming for Thanksgiving.
No, nobody from here is coming for Thanksgiving.
You can't grind me up a turkey paste and mail it to me.
That's right.
Just send it to the Crohn's Disease Research Center.
Because my mom invited all KPFA down. Just right.
So send 14.
Chew it to you. And we'll wait here for you. Okay, we're waiting.
I think Steve's on. Anyway, it's too bad that the show's for Steve now, not for the KPFA audience, because... That's the way things go, you know.
Well, you know, that's what happens the last
Steve,
5 minutes. You rush to get
some guy named Steve in St. Louis.
It's either this or call him, and it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock there. You know, he's probably at work.
I mean, this hardly seems fair for a whole radio station just to be broadcasting one guy in St. Louis.
I know, but that's you know, sometimes that's the way KPFA is. It's a real personal kind of radio.
That's right. You know, it kind of takes things out of
the little mice down here. I got the microphone down on the floor, and this little guy's chewing on the mic cord there. Oh, there goes one. He hit the metal.
I think I'm going to have to ride
take that back for Kitty, probably a little snack.
I think she can get her own, really.
Yeah, and some little kitties like them. I like a little house full of them where I'm growing them in the back by the guest house. his little family. And I'm sure as time goes on,
one by one,
they'll meet
a horrible fate. 16 times faster than Bean can eat.
That's right. But Bean and Bag and all the other little friends in the backyard here will have an equal chance. In fact, I saw one being tortured to death, a little prisoner down at Kong Song Island, way down at the bottom of the yard. But we won't speak of those things here. We've only got 3 minutes of pure mountain air left, and then we're going to expire into bad news. Real Monday's going to take over then.
Yeah, and those of you who are stuck on the Bay Bridge will have to tune back into reality.
Yes, and those in your car will continue with reality.
How one of our spies is being held by Russia.
Those of you shaving or curling your hair will think of reality as just a film or a filter you can brush away from your eyes like little sandy sheepy
things.
So don't forget to tune in next Saturday morning at
4:30.
Find out what Bob's going to do.
Yes, we can destroy Russia, but Bob.
Destroy Russia. 4:30 on Saturday morning.
Goodbye. Oh, goodbye. That's what you always say. Well, I don't care. I'll get off this radio when you tear the cold, wet, dripping microphone out of my hands. My cold, stinking, wet, dead hand, or whatever it is. You see one radio station, you see them all.
And this is all.
That's all. Bye.
Into your twoies, but it is about a minute after 7 o'clock in the morning, and this is listener-sponsored radio, KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and my name is Denny Smithson. The news is upcoming here. Just to let you know what the show is this morning, first we're going to be talking to some producers of a PBS documentary, actually a series of 8 documentaries called How Then Shall We Live. That begins at 9 o'clock on October 1st.
and continues to November 12th. Victor Pereira, the author of Rights, A Guatemalan Boyhood, will be here to talk about his book and about his travels around 7:45 or so this morning. And that will be followed by an interview around 8:15 or 8:20 with Michael Manring and Errol Anger, who will be performing musically here in the Bay Area this weekend, as I recall. It's time now, however, for a sort of an X'd out Hank Mooney. What are the significance of these X's, Hank?
It's an X-rated newscast this morning.
Well, what more could we ask for? It is Monday.
It is Monday, and it is early.
All right.
It's the 29th of September, and here's what's been going on. Fierce fighting in Lebanon this weekend, with the death toll now at 65. Most of the fighting was between rival Christian militia groups, with forces loyal to ousted Christian leader Elie Hobeika attempting to gain control of the Christian sectors of East Beirut. In a statement delivered to an international news agency, Hobeika's forces said they withdrew in order to avoid further loss of life. Meanwhile,
friction continues
between forces loyal to Hobeika's rival, Samir
The Puzzling Evidence Show is not over.
The Puzzling Evidence Show is still not over. After two Christian militias were killed by regular army fire in the central Lebanese mountains, militiamen broke into the house of Colonel Khalil Hanan and sprayed his bed with submachine gun fire, killing him and severely wounding his wife. Hanan was the commander of the predominantly Christian 5th Brigade, whose troops had killed the militias. And meanwhile, a French television cameraman was kidnapped as he crossed by car from the Christian East to the mainly Muslim Western sector of Beirut. The kidnapping of Jean-Marc Trussi brings to mind the number of French.
Left to right across the heavens. She always sounds drunk. She always sounds high on life. I shouldn't say that. She's invited us to lots of things, and some of us have mysteriously gone to some of them sometime. It's just nicer out here in space. Card House Robot's here. Dr. Hal is here. Milo Drummond is here.
Evil with artificial intelligence in the taxi business.
That's right. We are like artificial intelligence in the taxi business.
Like artificial life forms in a rest home, waiting for the next life to come.
Either on you.
So long ago it was, actually not around Christmas time, as we have always been led to believe, but rather at an earlier time.
It's up and on now,
year,
the reactor.
October it was, yes. When that rocky Iraqi reactor almost went offline. However, 2,000 years beforehand, it was distinguished by the birth of
I'll be on the outlook for that.
And
that's a bad thing.
Thus we celebrate how
Hal's a Microsoft
angelic
guy too,
beings.
Hal has both worlds in
the
Mac and Microsoft.
Run down, beat up, manure
filled shed. One. Philo has one. I have one. So that's it. See, there, X Day happens. The end of the world's already over, and film thing happened. So if you didn't go, sorry. You know, you missed an amazing party.
Oh, you know, we did see amazing films there, though. And one thing I finally saw...
There's nothing in this channel.
Uh-oh. Philo's complaining. He seems to have a wing on fire, and he's going down over the ocean.
Also, you know, that's why Card House, I recommended that room, which is on, because the headphones are better in there. Although he can't hear me now.
He will, though. So at X-Day, they always have Dr. Dark's drive-in, where they show movies. But one thing that I saw there that I hadn't seen since I was a child, which I was very glad to see again, was the Our Gang comedy, Little Rascals, Yum Yum, Eat 'Em Up episode. If you remember, the kid from Borneo. Did you ever see that
Maybe
one?
Maybe not.
Oh,
they were
what about
horrifying.
You, Philo? You must have
I have a copy of that.
Yeah, it's extremely unpolitically correct, but hilarious, perhaps even because of that. It's
I have a lot of
not
Gang
only
stuff,
about how
interested.
The kids are tormenting and being chased
really
around
this,
by
I guess,
a person of color, but a feeble-minded
thing.
Person of color who's
it's
also
left,
a
right.
Borneo native being exploited.
No, I think
by
it's okay in there, though. It's just
reprehensible people.
Various
but it somehow works. It's
but I was listening to the show back.
Kids
just
see the parents both fly out at two-story window and land in the garden.
Yeah.
So terrified by the kid from Borneo.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of Little Rascals, if you like to borrow them.
What's the one where they accidentally get into a spook house and they're being tormented by buzzsaws coming
you know,
at their necks?
I don't remember the names of all of them, but...
Yeah, that was one of my favorites, actually.
Completely
lots of special effects, and I almost wanted them to go away. My hey, Cardhouse, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
They,
you have been the whole time. You're out
right.
in space here with us.
The little
it's really
rascals,
nice and new-age. I mean, new-age.
I'm not getting myself in my headphones, though.
Okay, try different ones in that little capsule there.
All right.
These kids would build cars that powered by dogs running on treadmills and that sort of thing. Build intricate kid crap, which years ago kids actually did use to construct for themselves.
It's funny, I'm reading a ban on comic, banned the use of the font Comic Sans. If you ever used a Microsoft computer, you have had the opportunity to choose from a font called Comic Sans.
Destroy Comic Sans.
It was originally designed for comic book style talk bubbles containing informational help text.
Yeah.
Since that time, the typeface has unfortunately been improperly used in countless contexts, from restaurant signage to college exams to medical information.
Somebody ought to do something.
These widespread abuses of printed type threaten to erode the very foundations upon which centuries of typographic history are built.
Write to your congressman.
The band Cosmic Sans is comprised of concerned individuals who desire to preserve this history and the historical integrity of typography in
the
its various
thing
forms.
Is Philo believes in history.
While we
some
recognize that the font may be appropriate,
even though the
in
world
a very,
stopped,
very
there's nothing
few
here, there's no show. I mean,
he
turned on at 3 a.m.
Our position is that
puzzle
the
show
only
wasn't there.
Effective
I didn't
means
hear it.
Of
no.
ending
something
the
else entirely
of
happened.
Abuse is to completely ban Comic Sans. Now is the time for action, and I ask you, dear listener, to join us in our endeavor to permanently remove the blight of Comic Sans from the virtual landscape. There are several steps you can take to personally aid us in this revolution.
Think of the energy.
First, discontinue all use of the offending face immediately.
The devotion.
You may even choose to delete the font titles files from your computer.
Hey,
second,
where did they go?
Share your distaste for the font with your human resources manager and
those
local
files
library.
Go. I need those to finish this thing.
Politely request that
too
they
late.
Discontinue
they were
the
deleted.
Face as well.
Please.
They were
now
deleted.
Now can't produce that K-Rob flyer overnight as I was supposed
Someone
to.
Someone help me. The fabric of time wasn't real. Essence.
The fabric of time is in such terrible taste, they should use a different fabric.
Was personally amused when he went into a restaurant to have to read it off the menu.
I tried to make a time machine out of a water boiler, a garbage can, and some cat I found.
So anyway, you know, the end of the world happened.
That's not big enough.
I like the concept of the little rascals approach to time machine.
How was that?
Water boilers.
It was real interesting.
They used what they had.
What'd you show?
Film festival?
Slideshows and movies.
Yeah.
And
we showed
cha-cha-cha dancing classes.
We were talking about that earlier. We did.
I was on the road.
Dancing Outlaw, and then we showed Puzzling Evidence, original slideshow that was excellent, I might add.
It was a bit long, but
no, it wasn't long. It was people were begging for more. They clapped, they stood up, they stomped up and down on the dirt floor. They beat their neighbors in a symbolic fashion, not really hurting each other, but just sort of like gnashing
an occasion
their teeth
of exuberance.
And ripping their vestments asunder.
Oh, that was my favorite part. Yeah, the best part of that, that last part of the show was the news.
Yeah.
The news, you say?
Yeah, if you listen back to tonight's show, you'll hear.
Have you been following all the news in the Chronicle about Chicken John's mayoral campaign?
Yeah, in fact,
he got a lot of ink.
I don't know if you noticed, but he was mentioned in The Economist, too.
Yes, he was.
Chicken John's going for broke. The only man that can go up against him is Philo Drummond, so we got to draft him for a National Surrealist Candidate.
Yes, the National Surrealist Light People's Party.
I can certainly understand the demand for my services, because if I was in need of them, I would demand them myself. Yeah. But unfortunately...
What about your trash pickup? Could you say you were satisfied with the garbage delivery and
yes.
or pickup?
Yes, I am perfectly happy with that.
Well,
except
you're in
the
minority
the
right there.
I wish the can was larger. I wish the can was larger. They
come
I
know,
regularly.
They're always saying that they wish it was smaller, but of course you want them to have a larger
I
can.
I know that the best part of the show is not the news. That best part of the show was the part of the show where the really bright light flashed right after the intro, before the show actually started.
The red fire and smoldering clouds out.
I thought the best part of the show was the bootlegged... test patterns. Didn't you appreciate those test patterns?
Yeah, I don't know. I was pushing my thumbs into my eyes to see those
swirly
things
across the screen.
I had a collection of test patterns that I use in my business or reply card museum. That's where I actually have them displayed.
In your iPod museum?
No, my business reply card museum, where I show my collection of business reply cards.
Go down there, that Pier 39, please.
Over the years, I've amassed a pretty good-sized collection of
do you have like a brick?
What I like to refer to as magazine dandruff.
No, we haven't shipped those in years.
You mean your giant mound of blow-in cards?
Right, business reply cards. They're BRCs.
I see, and you have them in large, extra-huge,
extra
and
huge
elephant
quantities.
Have them,
and
are
we've
they
made
framed?
Art out of them, and we have these displayed in our business reply card museum.
You might have noticed that the Chicken John campaign is accusing San Francisco in general of being insensitive to the concerns of real artists and too welcoming to phony baloney artists like.
Now, how much
Backhanded slap to Burning Man?
How many people and how much money does he have to pay before he can get government funding for his campaign?
What he needs is to get about 8,000 more signatures.
And then he can get on the
on the
mother
Bucking's
breast.
Ballot.
Because he certainly
that's
can
right.
find that in the Burning Man crowd.
Yes,
well, the name recognition alone.
But it has to be real. They can't sign themselves Strawberry Vishnu Cranberry Sunshine.
Maximum votes from all subgeniuses in California versus. So there's still a fighting chance during this election.
Yes.
See,
we'll
actually,
come bring them out into the streets, 10,000 strong for Chicken John, marching through San Francisco's streets.
Yeah, I would. I should probably do that too.
Yeah,
I should run for something, but it just takes too much effort, and I don't care enough about my fellow man to actually do that.
A great man, in other words,
right?
Or a great man for admitting that.
I care for being the best me I can be, and through that process,
yes,
my
me
fellow
all
man,
that you can me. Boy, my mic just keeps cutting in and out.
My fellow man, that's because you're leaning against that thing.
No, it's electronic.
Try not
it's
to
a,
lean
it's a short. That's it's a short in your shorts.
That's Don's show.
Oh my
you're
gosh, those
Don's
terrible shorts. No wonder.
So,
well,
yes,
I
love my fellow man by being the most excellent me I can be.
And that does
right. Punch
excel.
Punch in Philo Drummond over Man First Life.
And there he is. Boy, this is incredible technology. You can take this grid and focus on anywhere, absolutely anywhere, and call up an image.
How can I ask my fellow man to do something I'm not willing to be excellent at myself?
Well, you can have another cup of steaming hot coffee, and that will make everything clear. Coffee will enlighten
your brain.
That would be a
coercion of power that I'm not willing to...
Yes, coffee will seem to light up your brain. And everything that was clouded will exist in a brilliant light of crystal clarity. heavy coffee consumption appears to increase an individual's risk of heart attack and sudden death, but the delight of assuming the drink is sufficient to make up for this slight...
In some future version of this thing, there'll be an internet connection over there where Cardhouse Robot is.
Rock and roll. Bricolage. Or one might say an indisposition. A solecism.
That was very funny. Come around that corner and that young lady stopped at the red light.
Always stop for
that
a red light flashing.
That has never happened
ever. Stay on the rails no matter what.
There in all those years.
And you had to work around her. That was the weird part.
That was the cool part. I had to wait. Then she finally got it.
Yeah.
It was all kind of... It was nice, but I didn't have my flashers on. So.
I think she was counting on the same thing, that no one was there.
In the middle of the night. So, I don't think anybody would be there.
Who would be behind me at this time of night?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question, because this is actually the morning, and the day approaches. Glad day. Not old spooky night with its moaning phantoms and dissolving shapes, but
I just
an
ever-increasing wow.
tide of light.
Somebody
like
has one here. Oh, many Bob's Stark Fisties. This
the
is
Luke
the show GoPat,
Bob's
which has all
pipe.
The info immediately at your fingertips, like one of those religions that comes to your door.
The Vaseline shine
but
on
your
Bob's
God
hair.
Wears stupid clothing. And so the guy goes, well,
I'm
he says here
it,
in Bob 0699
I'm sold.
That the caller might be heard someday.
Turn that collar to the cold and damp.
It says here, shut up, pink boy.
It does.
Why shouldn't I say hello?
I think this is the Hawaiian guy.
Because that's the joke of the other show.
Can you turn the
volume down,
I don't
down,
think
down,
people
down,
are paying attention.
Down,
boy,
down,
if I only
down,
had a
down,
the mat
down, 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 down. Okay,
and
good. That's not bad. Okay, I can kind of put offset. And then this one, it gives me the illusion that I can hear through.
It's cold out here in space.
There's just no word for how to describe the concept of the show. Tonight.
Yes, I know.
It's a
people
track.
Ask when
it's
they hear
off,
about it. They say,
going different directions.
Well, what music do you play? And I'd say, well, we don't yeah. exactly. I mean, we do play some music.
There's a lot of movie music, you could say. A lot of... I just found, I didn't bring it in, but not Nelson Reilly.
Bob Nelson Reilly?
Yeah, Bob Nelson Reilly. No, I, you know, Phineas.
Willie Nelson Reilly.
Phineas Narco.
Think
septic sepsis. Pseudo Dionysus Junior. You know. That Midnight Voice Jail is an intricately crafted jewel.
Yeah, that's a great
show. Where am I?
Even he wrote these salads for Lubrick under the impression that they were some kind of parody of poop religions.
Eat your spinach.
Time for us all to close up shop.
Well, perhaps having properly grasped the full implications of the fact of Bob.
Did you ever think this guy was a great big blueberry pie?
Did that happen during X Day? The Overman speaking in his natural voice there.
Did you?
Stop talking to me like that.
Let's talk about the plain truth now.
Did you? Did you ever think
the white guy was about when Bob appeared at X Day? Well, every time Bob appears at X Day, it looks like his little. He gets beat up, and he looks like he's full of.
He gets hanged, and he looks worse every year. But what are you going to do?
I knew him back when he saw the UFO there, and he shook hands with the Martians.
He shook hands with you. He had those pictures, too.
It was a scary Bob back in the old days, the old religion. Because just the fiery ash coming out of his pipe would fall down on the people.
Be careful not to light anything on fire.
The fair humanities of old
the
religion.
The guy next to him is the Overman, the big, bald head guy.
The intelligible forms, the ancient poets. The power, the beauty, and the majesty that had their haunts in Dale or Piney Mountain. Or forest by slow stream.
more chasms and watery depths.
Where are you getting your information?
The inexorable juggernaut rolls on. Nothing can hold it back. And I'm a little bit sorry because of the way time is rocketing by this year. It seems that we just started the year a minute ago, and now, more than half over, it lurches on its destructive course.
Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said?
It was about eating spinach?
No, it was back in his normal form.
Oh, I thought it was about parlor tricks.
You won't be able to listen. Anybody can listen back to it now. Use the backward software.
Confound their politics, frustrate their knavish tricks.
Is there any relationship between the trick and the aristocrats at Card House?
Yeah, what about that?
I don't think so.
Just checking.
My problem
with running for some kind of office is that I can't play in a game that has that many lies in it. I generally like a game that is less.
Gucci,
you know,
Withers.
At least 40% truth. You know, at least 40% true, and maybe 60% lies.
Richard Widmark's greatest.
Politics is pretty much 90% lies. Maybe 95% lies, and only maybe 5% truth. And what truth is there is bent to be to meet the needs of whoever's running for office.
What is
see,
truth?
Politics is about getting elected.
Said pilot.
Right? It's not about
and
really governing or doing anything.
And he
it's
watched
about
his
getting elected.
For an answer. Yes, get erected to orifice.
And
then
a bullet hole in the back of somebody's head.
Your problems begin.
Is there a Bob Byrne every year?
Bob is not burned at X.
I saw a tape once.
Bob is not mocked.
That happened.
There's a subgenius doctrine that's waiting to be altered completely in a different universe based on a broccoli stalk.
Brock Sampson.
A broccoli stalk that has our universe inside of it.
Show you to be true rebel.
Now what would you say was your beefaroni, caller?
$50 was
What is it that bugs you?
I love you too much to ever take your power to fail away from you.
Power of suggestion.
It's true. I would be a hateful person indeed if I chose to take your power to fail away from you. I certainly wouldn't want you taking my power to fail away from me.
When you have the will to fail.
This is kind of a farm.
I just can't figure out.
His last words were, it looks like some kind of a barn.
A barn?
Okay, well, yeah. I think he was resurrected as a Union soldier at the shooting of John Wilkes Booth, but I can't really tell.
Born in a barnyard.
Anyway, so when we reach the end of the world, we develop psychic powers. So now that we've gone through the end of the world, it's kind of like a initiation. We can see into the future of the little hard disk, so to speak, to bring it.
It's not really very clear.
Yeah, I know that's a whole Xerox page that I sent him a long time. You know, it's like endless Xeroxes and poor little candies and poor little mustacheless. Here, I'll show you. This is me with no mustache. There's Sterno's head being washed.
Wow.
Yeah, I was looking at
these
just
are
recently.
Priceless
yeah.
Historical documents.
That's from an early Xerox egg. I raised Sterno's head because it made
he
it
gave
look
me a
like
beard too long before I had one. It looks
oh,
good.
You did. That's right.
I've got like a.
She doesn't like it. I'll just wipe that off the. See, software can do that. Just take
I'm
it away.
Wipe that off my pants. What's that stripe going down the back of your pants?
These are called skunk pants.
They're leisure pants, I can tell. They're definitely something you will wear.
I'm
going
to have to buy a new pair
activities.
Soon. Yes, I wore out several pair on the trail. And then, of course, we have the bobism, bobbing in the drink.
Did you see about that time where Lee Harvey Oswald came into Dobbs' house?
For donuts and
yeah, pie. Numerous times, Mr. Harrison, the owner of the Dobbs house, recalls Oswald he wasn't actually the owner. Dobbs is the owner of Dobbs' house. Everybody knows that.
You know what? You mustn't let these issues grip you too tightly.
That's a conspiracy for you. They're always trying to fortune tell.
They're everywhere. What is their
story? They're trying to split your mind into two pieces. They always want you to jump into this side or that side. It's a bumper sticker philosophy that's distilled down into sound bites in less than 5 words. So generally, someone has to
just plug into the internet everywhere on the wireless. And
I particularly like those bumper stickers that can sort of distill the philosophy down to.
It's 421.
The three or four snarling, snarky words.
Hell's right.
And you can sort of like, it's like, how can I construct certain symbolic references in the short phrases that I can use to identify the group that I hang with?
With some care, I should hope.
The dude.
Yes, that's what it is. It's my label. I'm going to wear my label. The back of my car, so everyone will know how I think.
Yes, just slap that label on there, and when you leave your car, make sure you wear a t-shirt with a corporate label or right. Some loud, large slogan.
But it's not just how I think, it's how I think I think I think when I buy a bumper sticker, because it's someone else who actually did the thinking on the bumper sticker, and I think like that, so it must display only how much I think I think I think. That's right. Think about it.
The infinite regression of introspection. Riding into the corridor of mirrors.
It's not a total linear regression, because the in between each regressive step is still a feedback loop. So that you're actually, you need the other person to relay the concept.
And the movement is actually outside the panel
self-referential feedback loop.
Then we've got Burning Man coming up in the forthcoming Chicken John expedition. They're in.
They're doing that this year too?
And of course they're going to have
do it again.
Hello, are you doing Burning Man this year? Hello? Are you? Yeah, we're doing Burning Man this year.
There'll be the special K-Rob RV
this
time.
Are you
going to
do it, Puzzler?
Are you doing Burning Man this year?
Are you doing anything this
year? Learning lessons and church.
I don't think I'm going to do any kind of man this year. I'm just going to do
nothing. Have some popcorn and watch a movie.
I'm going to watch a movie.
Yeah, I know. See, he was watching a movie.
I'm going to eat a big bag of popcorn enough to last for a year, and then I'm going to cook it up for a year in advance.
Isn't that going to spoil and...
But I like it spoiled.
It's all greasy. I didn't know that. Greasy for 7 months.
Yeah, I don't like the part where it's not spoiled yet. If I could rush the spoiling, I would.
I think
make
you
that
can buy pre-spoiled
faster.
Popcorn now.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they serve it
well,
free.
Don't do that.
They sell flat root beer too.
Okay, all right,
Dad's
calm
flat.
Down.
Dad's
calm flat. Down. Not you. You.
Well, let's go over that again. You say
what's
you saw some sort of monster?
What's that thing on your face? Is that an appendage?
That thing on your face ain't got no face.
It sounds like you've explored that.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
I knew Bob had a hand in this thing somewhere.
Ooh, look, a hand.
Oh, no.
The beast with 5 fingers. It crawls behind the bookcase at night.
Yeah, it's a reference to Space Patrol.
Criminal mastermind.
Space Patrol.
Which in this country was called Planet Patrol, and I haven't for the longest time been able to find any.
I've got an episode of Space Patrol.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see that with Captain Larry Dart.
Yeah, and there's that one guy whose brow is only about this, his forehead's only about this wide.
The Venusian guy?
No, he's one of the ship members.
Yeah, there's a.
He's got a kind of a pug nose and this brow that's like...
If I remember correctly, well, see, the Venusian is a science officer. He's really cold and calculating like a Spock. And there's a Martian who looks sort of like the Thing. And he's always hungry and funny.
No, this is a different one. This is Space Patrol.
Yeah, which here was Planet Patrol, which how I saw it when I was 12.
Well, when you see it,
in America,
you tell
it's
me what you think, because it's American, and it's called Space Patrol.
I'd like to see it then. Yeah.
And it used to be, it was America Patrol, then it became Planet Patrol, then Space Patrol,
then
Universe Patrol.
And then Galaxy Patrol in there somewhere.
Yeah, between those two.
Hello?
Yeah.
And then
what?
Subsector
what?
7 Patrol.
I need help.
Okay, me too. Are you locked out of your show?
What kind of help do you need?
So you called us.
You called the perfect people.
You definitely need help if you called us.
Here, I'm going to throw you the invisible rope now.
My name is Porcus the Seer.
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to make a sacrificial circle for my cult. I'm having trouble with the prestiger here.
For your felt?
With the steger?
Colt.
Yeah, the steger. He's got his Colt six-shooter on the floor.
Your
and he's about to
exorcise
it.
No!
And here we go.
Ritual for my Colt.
Yeah,
right.
We're trying to clean
cult.
It out now.
We got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we got that.
We can't think about any other reason you should have sacrificial rituals going on, so we figure it's for your cult. Look, my face is too weird for modern minds. You got to speak up.
Yes, you have to be less bashful and more forceful. But I'm afraid...
Yes, okay, so you're in a hexagram.
He's got a theragram.
Got your big
grumpy,
eye gland.
Or maybe even sleepy.
All your special accoutrements are in the middle of the hexagram. Your fortune-telling fish are in there. Your bucket full of pills. Your lessons from the dead.
See, we just went through X-Day and the film festival and all this stuff, so... It's sort of like you got to be up there. There's a whole satchel full of church
dollars in the
printed
bucket?
Matter right here.
Maybe you don't have enough dollars in the bucket. We only use the dollars.
Oh yeah. Right.
As fuel.
The ritual burning of money.
And we eat the money.
Oh
sometimes
no!
Delicious
no.
money.
Snort the money.
Did you take the clothes off your back and stick them in the bucket?
That would be really cool. Okay.
The old oakum bucket. Pretty incredible.
Did you take an old welding
rustic,
tape and stick it
very
in there? It
stylish.
Has to be a tape that can't work anymore. And
you can walk through these orchards and pick
and
all the fruit
car accidents
you want
and
for free.
Dinosaur
we
sounds
put all
on.
The watermelon juice onto the altar.
Repent.
With the frogman flippers.
Worship thy mother and father. Thou shalt not bend over in front of strange men. Thou
yes.
shalt eat garlic bread and say, that's kind of tasty.
Yes.
Whose commandments are these?
And what about waving your tiny gun at us and passing gas? That
no
really, we really
no
got a lot of slack and you lost a lot of credibility during that gas passing stage.
That lasted about 12 years, right?
Did it really? Because it seemed a lot
And
longer.
Then you shouted, glory for Iceland, kill, kill.
Hello.
The leader of the callers has now pulled the other callers over into the caller pool, and they're conferring amongst themselves.
Yes.
Somebody there.
There is a lot to do.
I think
Diddy
the callers
pool.
Are going to fight it out over there, while we hierarchy members are going to sit on this side of the pool and just sort of sip our mint juleps and our
can we point at them?
I don't leave anything in the pool where I'm swimming. I like no water.
Yeah, the water is
it's
fine.
It's not water, it's blood, but don't worry about that.
I like the sound of that.
Now,
very
if the bodyguards panic again and they start spraying bullets into the pool, you guys just swim down to the bottom.
Because they soon lose their velocity as they enter the water.
That's right. And the bodyguards don't have a brain of their own. They think as a collective unit from that mechanism over there. See, it's broadcast into that skull unit.
And it comes out
like
this.
And it gives the signal to either pull the trigger and spray or sit silently and quietly.
Who gives out the signals? Who is the mastermind?
Well, it's
there
a logic,
is no master
there's a logic
in the hive
circuit
mind.
In there that was programmed ages ago. We're not sure exactly what triggers it. We just don't want to make them neck. Or we don't want to make them mad. Or neck.
Is it telekinetically or is he has some sort of radio thing?
Well, it's in that parade box that was designed by the leader.
Hal.
I am?
Wanted to see the...
Oh, this is the
movie
itself?
The Moonstuzzer in there. Yeah. No, it's the Muzak.
The Muzak. Well,
which, are they ghosts?
Yeah. I give you the music. Pretty spooky. It's now.
Enjoy it.
It's music. Music.
I like the movie. Did you watch the movie?
It's music.
It's a good movie.
Movie music.
Did you watch the one called Creep? Did you say that one called Creep?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Muzak.
No. Creep.
No, I have a Muzak record.
No, did you see the movie?
Yeah,
it was a British movie
or a
called
few of them.
Creep.
Yeah.
Came out in 2004.
Creep? No.
Lifts and shapes buttocks. Firms thighs.
That is really creep.
Flattens tummy.
Isn't gray.
Yes, I was called a
Isn't
creep.
Isn't gray,
right?
That's
Let's
right.
Just
I thought creep was pretty good. It actually gave me the creeps.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs down with all other fingers up.
So he has thumbs down on the creep. You didn't
with
like creep?
All other fingers up.
Grandpa's soap is
all other fingers
moisture
up, thumbs down. Oh, I gotcha.
Especially you.
That's like eight fingers up,
removing
two
the effects
down
of leprosy, eczema, yaws.
Unless you got six fingers, then you'd have
and
five
extra
fingers
digits
up, two fingers down. Unless you had like 12 fingers on one hand and then no fingers on the other hand.
And they're great monsters. In fact, at one point, I think, if I remember correctly, you don't see the girl doesn't see them, but at some point, there's a whole family of little dirt monsters lit up. And I think in the commentary track, they talked about, they developed a whole, in the shot, there's a mom, dad, and baby dirt monsters from there. And I thought, that's cool. And they did develop a whole line of the story with familial relations and some sophistication of social attributes to these kind of human potato bugs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think makes subgeniuses so devoted to their religion?
Call it, Jerry.
Hello.
Free coffee.
Yes.
Ego. I need to tell
Glory.
You that. Hello?
Celery?
Yeah.
Glory.
The first in aesthetic. Hoffman ego inversion.
Oh no, I know.
Church of late night stand up, I know.
So you guys stand over there together and keep talking. Go ahead, talk.
Yes, that was
interrupting.
Remember,
this is not
something,
the fresh show.
You were saying something quite interesting, Philo, in that meandering mumbling, disjointed and derailed the entire.
I assure this mumbling.
Yeah, I know. I was actually going to pursue a concept at that point, but then I was taken off track.
A line of thought that would have illuminated our show.
Offline or off track?
Well, offline, off track. It's off the track line there.
Off track betting.
It was about the creep.
Hit
I really, the movie,
line
the
drive
creep.
Down the fairway.
What year? And,
it was
and
creep. It's just called Creep, not The Creep, but Creep.
Creep.
And it was British. It had some blood and killing and good creepy parts. And
like Saw?
And it's not. Saw didn't. Saw was something. I don't know. I didn't like Saw as much.
There are a 7-second delay.
Yeah, you noticed that, didn't you? Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. But I'm not sure what causes that delay or how long it is or if it's programmable in length. But
I thought it was random.
Clone the show and then breed a baby in the show to differentiate between the two identical shows. And thus it would be able to separate nothingness into two separate shows, thus eradicating the concept of only having one show that accomplished nothing with two shows that accomplished everything that was nothing. And it makes so much sense when you do it this way.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like somebody's been keeping score.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been staying up late and figuring this stuff out.
But don't get us
we
wrong.
May have
We're
to move
glad
headquarters.
That you,
we need the you
have
the album.
Somebody has to do this
and we
work.
We have them build new
important,
radio
useful
station,
work.
Empire Tower Record Bay Unit.
Do you think there's a civilization
Harry Allen
anywhere
Towers
in the universe that's as advanced as ours?
Is there a Tower Records anymore?
How could that be?
A towering pile of records, the Capitol
the
Records
people that brought
building
you the,
in Los Angeles.
All of those bad movies like Crazy Brain, Twisted Brain, that's what it is. I'm watching one of those DVD
Twisted
packets.
Brain?
Of, the movies are so bad they put them two to the side and give you two DVDs full.
You
Twisted
mean like,
Brain and Twisted Brain Jr.
The Brain That Wouldn't Die?
No, these are movies that are so hard to watch that...
How about They Saved Hitler's
yeah, I've
Mustache?
I've seen some of those. I've bought
Pretty
some
fun.
Of those because it's like, okay, I get two movies for a dollar.
And then you watch them, you see why.
And
see, the problem is, the worst the movies.
I mean, if I didn't do anything but just clean my toenails, it would be a better use of my time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
The problem is, the worse the movie, the more audio there is to steal for show.
Yeah, well, that's true. Because
I just found
if
one
you're
with
stealing
many
why,
show.
Because they pad them?
Well, no, one had one
so
of witchcraft had
they're
so
stupid.
Many church quotes that, and funny ones that, of course, the one on the flip side, one of the ones, had a lot of Bob quotes. and running the movie of Bob's car wreck.
Oh, that was an unfortunate incident.
The vehicle day, he just kind of
flipped off the highway and rolled several times. So
yeah. He was swerving to avoid the drunk drumming.
This was down the down side of the mountain.
Hill. Oh, and
they have that huge.
Because
huge,
he's Bob, the mountain's like
really
20
unfortunate
miles long.
When that hillbilly family crossed over the line.
That yeah. one that imposes
yeah, on the way down,
mediocrity
sorry,
on everything it touches.
There were hostess Twinkies all over the highway.
The mediocrity virus
Free?
Is spreading. Have you noticed that?
Like Oreo cookies out in the
forest. For scavengers.
Sorry, I missed that.
When the mediocrity virus, when you catch it.
Like garlic
ketchup.
In the road outside Burning Man.
It's hard to get away from it.
Ketchup or mustard? Or is it catsup? No cat will sup on this table. Only the humans will have their viands there. Oh, I was in a place with loads of animals of all kinds, but they knew their positions and their places.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
One has to come back to Earth with a bump.
That's
awesome.
X-Day.
Awesome,
he's talking
man.
About X-Day,
awesome.
Folks, where
land
all
the
little bobbies are led around on leashes.
Chicken John Mayoral campaign seems quite different from the relaxed rural life of X-Day and its sequel.
So imagine Darth Vader made out of artichokes.
Artichokes?
There we go. Yeah, that's what you saw. Actually, that was fun. I shot a bunch of stuff and then put it up on the screen. And to see it again in large scale, like pictures of meeting Darth. I met Darth and about 2 months after the movie came out. And I had some of the... I'd forgotten all these little shots of that weekend. Where I may have the only pictures of Darth killing the Jefferson airplane. It's like a dream come true.
Killing a Jefferson airplane?
Yeah. Their official photographer may have run out of... I know he ran out of film at some point, but I'm not clear on when exactly. Because he turned to me and said, do you have any extra film? And I said, well, no. But if you shoot, you always have extra film. But anyway, that's what you saw at the film festival.
There's that guy.
Hey, there's that guy again, man.
The bloodshot
down
hobo.
There at the bottom of the sound.
The brown eye hobo.
The hobo spider. Hobo at your elbow.
The brown eye hobo. Hobo.
Hobo.
Hobo. Hobo chamba.
Well, yeah, these political races are always sticky. Bob versus St. Stephen. Milo versus Chicken John.
And Gary against them.
Gary against the whole world.
Gary against the world.
Because he's not you, Gary.
He's scoffers.
So he has to fight harder just to be on the show.
So I'm going to campaign to not campaign. My campaign.
You're not going to campaign?
That sounds excellent, because you could blow off a lot of money not campaigning.
Not participating.
And take in a lot of cash.
I want to run for not being something.
How many signatures are you going to have to get to not do that?
Five.
Maybe none.
Five signatures.
Oh, I thought it would be the opposite. It's like
bizarre. Negative 5,000 signatures.
Four signatures.
Yeah, exactly. You have to give signatures away.
You have to go sign 5,000 things.
Yeah.
It's a promise.
That's where graffiti artists come from.
And prove to the government that you signed 5,000.
I'm going to go make 5,000 signatures, and as a result, I'll get government funding to not run. They'll pay me not to run.
You'll be subsidized.
The more I try to run, the more they'll pay me not to.
That's where you get the money.
They'll say, don't run, Philo. Don't run, Philo. Don't run, Philo. Don't run, Philo. Let's do it.
Catchy little theme song.
Yeah. You should try these shortcakes here. They're pretty tasty themselves.
Who's making those shortcakes?
That little short lady over there.
I can't see her from here.
She tried to make taller, but she couldn't reach the top.
I'm on a different floor right now.
You're up there.
Yeah.
If you look down, see that spot? That's
through
her.
The glass?
Yeah, through the glass.
Glass floor?
That's her.
Yeah. All right, I got an eye on her.
Lady that makes shortbread.
There's her little theme song.
Happy to be with the people who are with the people.
That's what shortbread's all about. Family.
Previously, the rather hot exhaust of the motorcycle and the bobmobile reacted together to perform on-the-road techniques that were beyond the grasp of the drivers. And as such, they lost control.
Spoke a little too soon.
Broke the glass, fell through the chimney. There they go, speeding up down the highway again. At least one of them. Which one, we may never know.
Oh, well, I guess that's just the way the show is.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of 420 right now.
240?
Yeah. Well, the other way. 240 the other way, yeah. The backwards
470?
Upside down two.
440, that's like the air conditioner in my car.
You can set your air conditioner down.
Outrage your own modesty and rape your own mind.
Check.
What, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
All done.
Just do those, and then when you're through...
That's pretty easy.
Call me back.
I got off scot-free.
Unsightly air check.
Call me back. Call us back.
Like Governor Schwarzenegger.
Okay, we're coming to get you, caller. If you don't speak in 3, 2...
Are you a puppet rapist?
Yes.
Check.
Yes, by all means.
Puppet rapist is out there.
There's nothing more satisfying.
His name is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And almost every man's guide, there is a fateful point.
Steam governor?
Everything falls
The steam governor.
Steampunk.
He's our steam governor. He keeps
I'll
the steam.
I'll have a bottle of that steampunk beer.
Future destruction, cataclysms, and their warnings. That's what we provide to you, the listener.
This is on the air. This cannot be broadcast.
Okay, we won't.
This is not online.
It cannot be broadcast.
This is not. Well, yeah, it is. It's on kpfa.org.
Yes, it's narrowcast there.
kpfa.org is not a correct frequency. There are no soft enablers.
So if you've got your eyes open and your nose on straight,
or 89.3, KPFBs, or 88.1, KFCFs.
Face forward, and your shoulders squared. And there's an earthquake
going
on.
We have,
on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was a
there was
nice
just
one.
An earthquake.
That was quite
there
a jolt.
Yeah, man, that's a pretty good little jolt.
I guess we were earthquake
that was
prepared
a
over
jolt
here.
Right there.
There are fires everywhere.
Maybe
we are dying people. There is tragedy all around. Oh, my God, the humanity.
That was a real tragedy.
A manatee was injured, you say?
Okay, now our user, our
oh, well,
our chief
panic is everywhere.
Card House
Card
Bot is going to look it up and see what he can find out about the earthquake, if what's on the internet right
the
now.
The earth shaked.
That was a good little jolt.
His thirst slaked.
That was scary.
Everything was shaking around. That was funny.
Gary had something.
There's still stuff shaking in here.
Well, yeah. Well, they're
whole lot of
on fire.
Shaken and quaking.
You got to wait a little while for all that stuff.
You see, Burning Man this year is going to be green. Everything's going to be green at Burning Man. A monotonous layer of green. Green all over everything. And it'll be standing on a big green mound.
Burning Man this year.
Because Chairman Larry has...
The desert, there is nothing green.
...decided that...
I'm glad you'll be there.
I'll be there if they'll pay me. That's only... That
we won't actually be
the
there,
green.
But
I remember seeing a driver.
Let's see what we can find out about
2 miles east northeast of Oakland, California.
It was,
that the epicenter? Was it felt
was
on the
again?
Other side of
east,
the bay?
Northeast of, was the epicenter of Oakland,
detached
2 miles east northeast of Oakland, east northeast.
You know, there's
I think if he hits refresh. Oh, he doesn't have headphones on, but if he hits refresh.
Wait, let me correct
it. Probably get the.
Correct the modulation.
Refresh across
now, according to the computer, the epicenter of the earthquake
was measured yet?
East of Oakland.
No, it's still being measured.
Still calculating.
We're covering this live. Earthquake 7.
Earthquake Central.
Sorry,
accidentally. KPFA, the Puzzling Evidence Show.
In the earthquake.
So we're going to let you, the listener, know first and foremost when we have an earthquake. We're going to tell you where, when, how, and what magnitude as fast as we can, because that's our role to you, the listener.
Earthquake.
The aged earth aghast in terror of that blast must from the surface to the center shake.
Northeast of the town of Piedmont.
Piedmont.
4 miles southwest of Moraga. What's
that voice? 4 miles southwest of Moraga.
4 miles southwest of Moraga.
Moraga.
It's like over there.
5 miles northeast of Alameda, where we are.
5 miles northeast of Alameda. We're not in Alameda. We're
miles east northeast of Oakland. That's pretty close. That's why we're shaking.
So, yeah, they felt that out in my homeland.
How about over across the water in San Francisco? Do they feel it?
I like those little tremors because you think about those are pressure relievers.
So what do you think? 3.7? 3.2? Anyone?
3.7.
3.2? 3.7?
I'm not sure I see.
We got 3.7 to 3.2. Who else going to make a guess? We got a 3.5 in there.
It could be giant monster burrowing through Earth.
Yeah, we don't have it quite yet. It'll probably take
we don't
food,
have it yet.
Magma of underground.
While you, the listener, get the up fresher. To minute news, up to the second news here with your nude action nude team, news
my wife,
team.
My children.
Here
news
to
action,
perform
nude,
hard-hitting stories.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Our hard-hitting stories. And in other news, drivers in the Bay Area were assaulted
movie, huh?
This morning by a tremendous
422
which and occurred the, at 4 what was it 430 442
we have an
number
AM or FM
4.2 no it's no way
pretty soon the sirens will sound the all clear
no
and we'll
it's still version zero.
Uh-oh.
Still reading zero right now. We're waiting
just give me
the
holy bacon.
A zero.
We
not a hero.
Show.
We were all shaking.
And bacon.
We were looking at each other like, what was that? Like, we didn't know what it was.
I was afraid
was,
that the ceiling tiles would descend and cut short my
time on this
earth.
I was afraid the building
was
going to fall in on me.
Yeah, while sitting here doing radio.
I'm traumatized for life now.
Are we going to get grief counseling for this?
Yeah.
Is that KPFA takes care of that?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how that, all right.
Now,
I don't have KPFA insurance. How are we going to work
that? KPFA insurance, oh, that's
the most expensive. You're insured by whatever building you're in California.
Oh, I didn't know that. Building insurance.
Building more and more insurance on the foundations of other insurance.
Shaking. It's gotten to my back.
Beautiful
now.
Insurance.
I feel it in my back. Ow!
Of course, an insurance actuary insures insurance companies.
3.62.
Can you think of spending $10, $20, $30 or more on car insurance? Honk, honk. For careful drivers, State Farm Insurance.
The previous song represents no endorsement by the radio station or
of
its
course not.
DJ
simply presented as a historical artifact of a quaint time, far less sophisticated than our own.
And just remember, folks, the beast will arrive upon the world scene not longer after the first beast makes his appearance.
It's a lie!
He will have a lamb-like appearance, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men.
Our city was on fire.
Why would he want the fire to come down on earth?
That's from the quake.
Why would he want to do that? Happening in this parallel universe.
The fire knew no exception.
Yeah, I know.
Sure, he's talking about fire, but that's a different kind of fire.
Fire!
The baby's dying, the abomination of desolation.
Yes, that horrible place. That,
this big stack of
predicted in the book of Revelation. The mushroom clouds when Magog attacks on the plain.
We have to take those ego narcotics, those ones that jack our egos up to maximum.
When in the world, last session.
Egomania. Then we have to share our rooms with other people after we've taken the ego jack-up drugs. That's going to cause a little kerfuffle.
Jack up all drugs and the master of none.
But it is manly. It's manly, and we're trying to...
Like that famous science fiction writer Manly Wade Wellman, who wrote
what about
The Revolt of the Flesher Boys.
Great recorder of masonry, Manly P. Hall.
Yes, Manly Palmer Hall wrote The Secret Teachings of All Ages, an unusual volume with many strange and fabulous secrets of esoterica between its covers.
Hmm. That's true. Very true.
Do you have a copy of it?
Yes, I do.
I don't. I used to.
I have several
copies
of those. No, just...
I should look on the internet and see if anybody has any of those.
Readily available for a while.
And probably not anymore.
It was expensive, but I got it at Taylor Bookstore in Dallas, Texas, on Northwest Highway there.
Do you have the leather cover or the leatherette cover?
The leatherette cover.
There was a more expensive
version.
Version with the leather. Which did you need there?
We're asking that you pledge at least
I'm
one
unable
soul
to hear
to the
without being through the hear phone.
For the special information
just
that we've been giving
into the
you
rectifier.
Tonight.
Is it the disc that you need?
You may not have a whole soul, but if you can pledge it to us, we'll promise you that we'll put you in our heart.
This one?
And we'll bless you on the altar of Hops.
Yes.
In front of all of the prostrate worshippers.
Yes. Can I just get a private thing going instead of doing that in front of the
and
disciples?
Various other
you can come into the confession booth, my boy.
You will have a vision which will then make you prosperous.
And I had
and immediately successful.
And I had religion.
And you'll
then
be able to loan money instead of borrowing money. Don't forget to write away.
Don't forget to write.
Can I borrow a pencil?
Right away, write us. Yes, here's a pencil.
Thanks. The righteous.
And certainly don't sin less than one soul. A half a soul. Okay, we'll take a half a soul. If you can send us more than one soul.
Half a soul.
The more souls you send,
half
the
soul,
better.
Half
the more,
a soul onward.
The more highfalutin the
all
answer.
All in the valley.
How
of
does
the
one mail a soul? I don't...
you go to the post
kind of
office and get one
they
of
have a container or something?
Envelopes.
Little chromium
yeah.
things, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get a filet of soul.
Yeah, pack
did you get
here.
The...
can I use... Can I use the container if I don't want to send a soul, like I'm trying to send drugs or something?
From the KPFA newsroom, that earthquake that shook many of you awake this morning a little bit ago, 4:42 in the morning, the magnitude was a 4.2, and the U.S. Geological Survey is putting it 2 miles east-northeast of Oakland. So the shaking a lot harder here in the East Bay, although reports that people in San Francisco and probably elsewhere around the Bay Area felt it as well. So again, 4.2 magnitude, and I'll just leave this here with you, this printout from the U.S. Geological Survey. And I'll have more news later this morning.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So
there
we had
you
a,
have it.
We had a caller that actually did predict 4.2, even though
oh,
those
really?
Of us here
and the,
were ranging 3, 7, between yeah. 3.2
and the computer actually
3,
says 4.1.
Well, this is the this is the actual printout from the USGS.
See, yeah.
U.S. Geological Survey and International Geophysical
Survey.
No, the website, we got the website thing first.
Version 3, okay. But
no, we saw the 4.1 before she came in. So,
okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Okay, well, they recalculated their calibration.
Exactly. You want it straight from the USGS. That's the way to go.
So this is 4.2 regional
moment magnitude. That gets you 0.1. That gets you 0.1 extra.
Yeah. And it was right there at 4:42 a.m.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Life changed for all of us.
I remember it. Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah,
we were all just
it's different
here.
Now.
You mean
we were all just sitting
thing?
Here and looking at
yeah.
each other,
in
just yakking
time,
away about something completely
it'll come
innocuous.
Back. We've lost
and
nothing.
There it happened. The most important thing that's happened to us this morning. An event of a magnitude.
We can isolate it and point to that event in the future
2 miles east north
as something that happened in the
of
past.
Oakland, California.
Just like that.
For the time being, the Earth is silent.
The hypocentral depth is 6 kilometers, which is around 4 miles. That's kind of interesting to know that it was that far down. The hypocentral depth. It's a concentrated focal point from which the waves emanated. To produce the magnitude 4.2 regional moment quake this morning, again, July 20th, 2007, at 4:42:22 a.m., which is 11:42.
Is that the official time?
Universal
yeah.
time.
Okay.
22:22.
Not a very large caliber.
No, but it is was 37 degrees 48.4 minutes north.
And how much I wanted to be there instead.
And 120 degrees 11.3 minutes west.
But there was no Alp to be found.
And its depth.
They have a lot of earthquakes there.
Its actual true depth was
chasms and water.
I was just thinking, you know, it's that.
All these have vanished.
Now, its location quality.
There you'd be in the big field, amidst the flowers, looking out over some beautiful valley, and big rocks would be tumbling down behind you so fast that you couldn't outrun.
Good things from
just keep
the valley.
That in mind as you go to work this morning.
Of the garden.
In Minnesota, it's tornadoes.
Having been waken up.
Oh, green warthog.
Now, this report supersedes any earlier messages of this event. This is a computer-generated message. This event has not yet been reviewed by a seismologist.
We don't have one in the studio, do we?
No.
Well, we'd give
but
it two thumbs up.
We do get the preliminary earthquake report from the Earthquake Hazards Program of Northern California. And you could go
between all
yourself.
Of us, we could probably figure it out, you know, make
at,
it official.
Quake.wr.usgs.gov.
Yeah.
And there you will find the most comprehensive government website.
More comprehensive than you ever could have believed
USGS,
the government website would be.
Workmates.
Alive.
California Integrated Seismic Unit.
Where are they? Are they in Palo Alto?
They're little
no?
guys.
They are in, I believe they're
they don't get out
in,
much.
In a special government enclave.
Sitting with little earthquake bunkers.
In an earthquake
their bottle
bunker
brushes
protected.
And their Bunsen burners.
Their monitoring equipment.
With their monitoring equipment
their little suit.
On the side.
What? It's a string. It's
plastic
a
helmet.
So much
it's a pendulum, isn't it? That's how they tell
but
it.
We can't tell you where they are, actually, because
no.
that's a
that
government
is
secret.
Classified.
Classified. Al-Qaeda would try to hurt them, and we don't want that to happen.
Oh, my God, there was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake.
There was yeah.
a quake.
We
sure?
forgot
it
to mention that.
We've
was,
spoken
yeah,
with,
we forgot to tell you there was an earthquake this
it
morning.
It didn't really make it to the air. Sorry
it
about that.
It was a light earthquake. But it was a 4.2 regional moment magnitude.
It shook the hell out of my house.
Yeah, and probably a lot of people. Definitely got us here, and we're shaking. Now we're going to have to go get donuts. To
I
got
time for
donuts.
Donuts,
forsake
we are doing
me,
that.
Oh my darling.
That's beautiful. Donuts
I hope
are
the donut
beautiful.
Place is open.
Yes, don't drop the donuts in the hot tub.
They'll all be scattered around the floor.
I've done that, and they don't taste the same.
No, and neither
the donut
does the water
eating
in the
experience
hot
is definitely diminished when the hot tub has its way with the donuts.
And finally, on the surface of the steaming water, a thin layer of frosting coats the relish.
Yeah, so not only is the donut eating experience diminished, the hot tub taking experience itself is takes a
hit. You mean the next day?
But take it for what it is. Take it one way or the other. You've got to take it and like it.
Yep, it's a 5 o'clock world.
It's a 5 o'clock world.
And
so
that's
you need to get
5 o'clock
get up,
shadow
go
is
to work,
creeping toward us.
Start working hard. Working
right now?
Hard.
Me?
Do a
well,
lot
no,
of work.
In 2 minutes.
I got to work?
You
yeah,
gotta work.
Everybody gets to work at five. It's a 5 o'clock world.
Work. Hear that guy? They're
the means
work.
Of production must be put
well,
in the hands
of the
people.
He's singing the beautiful version that gets people to the factories. Of
whether
work.
Capitalism or communism, the workaday world must go on as thousands of workers march like robot drones to their factories.
Yeah.
Only the subgenuses get
and
to
we'll play the music
and
for the robots that takes them there.
Here we go.
Robot music.
Listen to those bots yodel. It's
checkpoint
the
Charlie.
One
bots.
Anodyne to the problems of modern life.
Hey, suffer no more. Yes,
now we know that these
stop the
beings do have a
Band
kind of
sands.
Soul all their own. Nothing in this world is single, and here is one example. So if you live on the slope of a volcano or in earthquake-prone San Francisco or the Bay Area,
you know about it.
You feel it. Visceral, in your bones and in your stones. We'll leave you with that emergency.
Wow, no emergency stuff.
That emergency. That
emergency
spit.
What a sad
emerging,
little earthquake! It didn't even cause me any paperwork. That's how small it was. It didn't scare me.
No log need be heaved. So we wish you a beef fondue, and next week we'll be back with more of our dynamic, innovative kind of broadcasting.